closed.
Good evening. Tonight on Mashley at the Movies, we'll be reviewing a most peculiar film. Imagine both broadcast and behind-the-scenes footage of a fateful episode of a forgotten talk show. October 31st, 1977. Halloween. The talk show, Night Owls with Jack Delroy, decides to pull a rating stunt. The host, Mr. Delroy, invites as his guests for this live program, Christu, a psychic medium, Carmichael the Conjurer, a magician and hypnotist turned skeptic, Lily Diabo, a teenage girl who purports to be possessed by a demon, and Dr. June Ross Mitchell, a parapsychologist who looks after and studies Lily. The guests on Night Owls that night are a recipe for disaster. Will Jack Delroy get the ratings he so craves for his talk show? And if he does, what will be the price? In this episode of our podcast, we discuss Late Night with the Devil. Stay tuned. All right, Ashley, what did you think of the movie?
So I enjoyed this movie quite a bit. I think it does a really brilliant job of kind of creating the look and feel of a 1970s television talk show. And it does a fairly good job of convincing you that what you're seeing is real, right? I don't know if you can call this like kind of like a found footage film, but it's presented in a way where you're watching footage that was taken, you know, the night of this television show. And it does feel, there is a kind of a sense of authenticity to it. So, you know, in this period, kind of 70s, 80s, there was a really kind of upsurge in interest in the occult, and particularly, you know, around the time that this movie is set, The Exorcist was very popular. So this kind of thing feels appropriate for this time period. And so I like that they brought in, you know, the psychic, and they also brought in a skeptic, a former magician turned skeptic, who is very similar to and obviously patterned after James Randi, who also appeared on The Tonight Show around that same period of time. The Amazing Randi. So, you know, they're obviously kind of pulling in some interesting kind of stereotypes and some characters from this period. And I kind of, they did a good job with that. I thought it worked really well. And of course they have the girl who may or may not be possessed by a demon. So all the supporting characters are really good. And then our lead, and the actor who plays the lead is David Desmalchian. Is that how you say his name?
I think so.
Yeah. He is perfect. He really has the look of a 70s talk show host. But there's something very kind of sympathetic about his performance, but he's also, there's something a little unnerving about it as well. Mm-hmm. You don't completely trust him. So I thought the movie was just very, very well made.
I agree. I was really into this movie when we saw it at the theater. maybe I will use the word riveted, just the way it unfolds. And I need to give give credit here to the writer. The writers and directors are Cameron Cairns and Colin Cairns. Hopefully I'm pronouncing their last names right. But they both directed it and they both wrote it. So this had, you know, I feel like the fewer cooks you have in the kitchen, so to speak, when you're, something's being written, or is probably the better. So I like, it's just these two. And I think they knew what they wanted to do. And I think they did it. I enjoyed also, as you did, the performance of David Desmalchian as, you know, Jack Delroy, the host of the show. They even, in an intro, which is fine. I was a little unsure when we started, because it's just some random dude like narrating, telling us background information, which actually the narrator is Michael Ironside, the great Michael Ironside. But I was like, okay, well, what's going on here? But then it just becomes basically sort of found footage-ish, you know. But I will say, I mean, it is and it isn't found footage. I said in the intro, the it's quote unquote broadcast footage. So it looks, you know, it's not shaky cam or anything. And then there's some behind the scenes stuff too, which is also, if I remember correctly, not shaky cam. So that's all good. Mm-hmm. I love the production design. Otello Stoffel did that, and it looks very, I think, authentic, you know. Now, I'm too young to remember 1977, but I've seen reruns of things like, you know, the Johnny Carson Show, Tonight Show and stuff, and other, and it looks like of that era. Mm-hmm. And the costumes are all good. Cinematography's fine. It is a little, I get it, this is a 2024 film, but it is pretty crisp, you know. I don't know if I would have done a little something to maybe soften it around the edges to make it look like I'm watching a vintage television, because mm-hmm. It is pretty sharp.
Yeah.
The only thing, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, the only thing that I did not see that I thought wasn't authentic is like nobody smoked.
I think the magician turned skeptic. He smoked a cigar, I think, on stage, but you're right.
The host didn't. I mean, back in the day, I think if you go on YouTube even and look at old clips of the Johnny Carson Show, I mean, Johnny Carson's got a cigarette, in his hand, and that was just, you know, that was a thing back in the day.
Yeah.
No, I really liked this. I can't recommend it enough. I mean, if you're into horror, I'll say this: if you are someone who's into horror that's not just a bunch of jump scares, but it's actually like about mood and atmosphere and building tension, I think you'll like this. Speaking of tension, there is, and I meant to look it up before we started recording, but there's a quote about suspense, I think suspense from Alfred Hitchcock. I think he likens, I forget what he compares it to, but there's like, he talks about something like, you know, there's a group of people around a table and you know that there's a bomb under the table and it blows up. He's like, that's one thing. But you think he called like, you know, suspense is, you know, there's a bomb under the table, but like the people at the table don't, and you're waiting for it to go off. And I thought about that when I was watching part of this movie, cause there's a part in there where I'm like, oh my gosh. my only criticism with this, I was almost going to call this a near perfect movie, except, and I, you know, no spoilers, but I felt like there was a point toward the end where I was riding with this movie, and I'm like, okay, wow, if this movie ends right here, it'll be a perfect ending, mwah, chef's kiss. But it went on for like 5 more minutes, and I mean that 5 minutes wasn't terrible, but I think it was unnecessary. And I'm not quite sure if that was, you know, in my opinion, a misfire from the writers and directors, or if maybe they initially didn't have it on there. They screened it for test audiences and the test audience, you know, so they felt like, okay, we need to do this, tack on this last 5 minutes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I loved it.
Yeah, I really appreciated that this movie was more about building suspense and tension and creating a mood, like you said, and not just the kind of cheap jump scares that we've kind of become used to with horror films. So yeah, this isn't the, you know, scariest movie I've ever seen, but it really does a good job of kind of just setting a mood and building suspense and making you feel uneasy kind of throughout. And so I really loved it. I agree with you. The ending, I don't think is completely successful. But I didn't hate it actually. And I think it kind of serves to underline kind of the main themes of the movie, and the themes aren't necessarily all that original, but I don't know that I've seen those points made in the context of a movie like this. I'll have to keep it general because I don't want to give anything away, but, yeah, I thought it does a really good job.
So what would you give it out of 10?
I will give it a 7.8.
All right. I give it a 9.5. And so our score is an 8.7. And wait, what is that? Do you hear that?
I do. It doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.